he would not be chayiv kors.
The Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Shana Mishnah, Omar Shmuel, Posel Boso. That our Mishnah says, if you make this Rikas Adam on the wrong place or the wrong Mizbeach, it's only a psul that you're not allowed to eat the meat. Usually the locher is the Zerika, when you make a crush for a Zerika, it does two things. First of all, it makes the kapora, the owner has his kapora, and secondly, it's mati the boss of Yachilo. Now the kahanim or the bailim, whatever the lochers are allowed to eat the meat. So that our Mishnah says, if you make a Zerika in the wrong place, so Shmuel says it only means posel boso, that the kohen is not allowed to eat the meat. Vobailim neschapru. But the first halacha of the Zerika, that it makes a kapora for the owner, that you still have? A kapora you still have. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'yani nosativ lochem al ha-mizbeach lechaper, that I gave you the mizbeach for a kapora. So v'darshin kivon shegi adam le-mizbeach, as soon as the blood of a korban reaches the mizbeach, mashm any place on the mizbeach, and any mizbeach, nischapru b'alim. Right away the owner has his kapora. So therefore the kapora is chal as soon as the dam reaches the mizbeach. Even though it's the wrong part of the mizbeach, the wrong mizbeach, still the kapora took place. For at Gemara, Yochiv so, what's Pshana Mishnah then? Yochiv so, Bosa Nami? Hagwana says, Malacha Kaba Chayma. Madach, the Zerika helps for the kapora, so for sure the Zerika should help for the Bosa, to say you're allowed to eat the meat. Gemara says, no, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Lechaper, says, Banino, Sativ Lechem, Al HaMizbech Lechaper. So we darshin lechapor on the sativ. That we have this drosha, any place on the mizbech is okay, that's only for kapora. That the owner has his forgiveness from the korban. But for loyla dovracha, not for anything else. For anything else, for eat the meat, then we say, this rika did not help, and therefore it's also to eat the meat. So what's the alma? What do we see? What Shmuel's brother Pshana Mishnah is alma ksavar, shaloi bim koimai kim koimai domi. That even though the dam ended up in the wrong place, the wrong part of the mizbeach, but what's negayah to the halacha of the dam of the kapora of the bailam is called kim koimai, it's called the good kapora. So Mar says, let's say tanan. We learned in the next parak tanan biyiduk perik. We learned in the next mission, the next parak like this. Nos nuala keves. The kohen took the dam and made his rikas adam on the plank of the mizbeach on the keves, or else on the mizbeach itself, but shloik negayah yisoid. On a place again on the east south corner, which is posel for zrika, that's where the kohen made the zrika. Or else, nosen es hanisnin lamato lamalo, the dam that's supposed to be on the bottom part of the mizbeach, they put on the top part of the mizbeach. Or else the opposite way, the es hanisnin lamalo lamato, the part of the dam that's supposed to be on the top part of the mizbeach, they put on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Or else the es hanisnin bifnim achutz, the dam that's supposed to be on the inside mizbeach, they put on the outside mizbeach. Or else we are sanisnim, bachutz pifnim. The dam is supposed to be on the outside mizbeach, but on the inside mizbeach. So it says a locha like this later. It says, im yesh dam ha-nefesh, if there's still some more blood coming out of the animal, so yachzer ha-kosher v'kabal. It says that a kohen kosher should go again and make a new kabbalah. As if l'chur to say, you need a new zrika. So the question is, why do you have to have a new zrika? The question is, the Yisakadat, if you can tell me that you think, you hold, like Shmuel says, that Shaloi bin Koyma Kimikoymai, that even though the dam was put on the wrong place of the Mizbeach, but as long as it was put on the Mizbeach, it's called a Zerika, there is a Kaporo, if so, Loma Liyachser Akashiv Yikabal. For what purpose did the Koyin make the Kabbalah over again, and to make a second time a Zerika? For what purpose? You have the Kaporo already. So we're like, what do you mean? The Chitem, maybe you tell me Poshid. Lahatir bosa bechilo. That the purpose is to be matter the bosa bechilo. That's the reason. Maybe you tell me, lahatir bosa bechilo. You want to make a second zrika, not for the purpose of the kapora nechnami, the kapora you have already. But you want to make a second zrika for the purpose to be matter this bosa, to now the current lad eats the bosa. So Moses says, no, that can't be. Me eat the zrika, or any time that we have a zrika, to loy mechaperis. That the Zerika does not help for Kapora, like over here, the Kapora already you have from the first Zerika. So the second Zerika is not going to give any Kapora to the owner. V'shar yebosa v'yachilo. And you want to say still this is called the Maisa Zerika, that could be Mata the Bosa v'achilo. The Gemara is only going to swap pshut if it can't be that the yikra of a zerika is to give kapara. And if this zerika is not giving kapara, it should not stam come just to be mater the boss of achila. There's no swerve to say that it should come to be mater the boss of the achila. So our answer is like this: true. When the subshan, the next parak is he diyoyif kosher hachinami. If the first kabbalah zerika was done by a kosher rakoyin, then you're right. Since that zerika made a kapara, so there's no purpose of doing it over again. Like you can't have a second kapara, and the second zerika would not help anything more. Would not be mata the boss of achila. So you're right. Then you would there would be no purpose in making a second zerika. But hocha b'mayas kimlan. You know what we're talking about over here? The yoyvei posel. We're talking about here that the first zerika was done with a kain posel, so it's not called a zerika at all. Therefore, here this zerika does not even make a kapara. Therefore, it's good. Why it says later that the Eitzri is trying to make a second kabbalah. And with that, make a Zerika Saddam, and then you'll have both your Kapora and your Heta Bachila. But in our Mishnah, when you made the first Zerika, that Zerika is Mechaper, and the Chanami, it would not help to make a second Zerika to be Mata the boss of Yachila. Now the more is the question, if so, for Lehevei Dochui, I get to tell him now the case of the next parak is that first the Kohen that was Posel made a Zerika Saddam. She's saying the eighth Zerika, they should make a new Kabbalah and a new Zerika. So the question is, are you allowed to make another Zerika? It should be Dochui. I mean, since the Kohen Posel made this Zerika, that should pass all the Dam. It should be a Posel of Korban. It's none, we learned later. The Kulu and Shekiblu. Anytime a Kohen made a Kabbalah, Chutz L'Zmanoi, with the Machshava, to eat the Korban at the wrong time, the Machshava's Pigul, or else the Chutz L'Mkoim, to eat it at the wrong place. So he made a kabbalah with a psul machsh with psul pigul. So it says in yesh dam hanefesh yachzor hakosher v'kabel. If there's still some dam left over in the animal, so let a kosher kohen come now make a kabbalah. So the first case was that a kohen psul made the kabbalah with a psul pigul. So his machshava does not pasul. So therefore we say that a kosher kohen should come and make another kabbalah and finish off the avodah. But the deek is kiblu in, only because the first kohen that was posel only made a kabbalah. So there, even though he had a wrong machshava, there it is not posel. But mashma zorkaloi, if the first kohen would have even made the zrika, even though he's a kohen posel, still it's considered like an avodah psula was done, and that would posel the whole korban, that we'd not be able to do it over again. Because it is such a swerve dichoi, that if a posel kohen makes the zrika, that's it, he posels the korban. My time, the question is, what's the reason? Lav mishum dehevi dochi. Isn't this the svar of dichoi? That since Lamaisa apostle Kohen made the zrika, that's it. He like pasul the korban and made a psali. Cannot do it over again. So Moshe says, no, that's not the pshat of here. I'll tell you mishum the pasul the machshava. The reason why the pasul was maybe because the Kohen had the wrong machshava. He had a machshava's pigul here. So that's why here, if the pasul Kohen will make a zrika with a machshava's pigul, it would pass to the korban. Maybe only because the kohen had a machshavas pigul. He thought now b'shastas zrika seed at the wrong time. But in our case, where he did not think the wrong machshav here would not be a dichud. The person says, if that's the pshat yachi you saw kabbalah nami, then why only by zrika does it passel, even by kabbalah also? If the psul is costed as machshava, b'shas kabbalah, you could also have a machshava psula. See, if the kohen had the wrong machshava b'shas kabbalah, it should also passel. Like, what should be the difference between Kabbalah or Zerika? The Yoy, secondly, is there any psul pigul here? Mi poslo machshov, if the crane is posul, the Yom HaRav, Rav says, the klal is ein machshov amuelis, ela b'ni shiroi li avoida. A crane, when he does the avoida, his machshov could only posul if he's roi to do the avoida, if he's fit, he's not a posul, he's a kosher. Or b'dover roi la avoida, or b'mokim a roi la avoida, has to be a thing that's fit to do the avoida with, and in the right place. See, here, since the Kohen is posel, b'chal there's no psul machshav is pigul. So you can't tell me that's the reason why there be a dichui of the zrika. It must be just because Tom, a Kohen posel, made the zrika, that alone makes a dichui. So that's the Kashin al Gemara, and the Mishnah later. So on the Gemara later, the verse says, no, loy teim would not make the dich when it says Kabbalah here. That zorku loy, if the Kohen would have made the zrika, you cannot do it over again. No, do not make the dich. Would have been the same halacha. Even though a kohen posel made his rika, still you could do it over again. Elena make the deed like this, shochat loy, that after shochet, If he made the shechita with the machshavas pigul, that's it. That passes the korban, and he cannot do it over again. And my kamash, what's the chiddush then? The posla machshava. That even though the kohen is a posla, but since he's kosher to make the shechita, like the loch of even a zar can make the shechita. So since even a zar can make the shechita, whoever makes the shechita, if he has a machshavas pigul, if he makes the shechita on the korban, he thinks that the achiva should be done the wrong time, the wrong place. That makes the psul of pigul. So then the korban is posel. And t'mina, like we learned, the figure therefore hain psulim b'machshava, that a zar or posel koyin b'shas l'shchita, if he has a machshava's pigul, he can pass the korban. So chur, like what's the chiddush? We learned this already. So Gemara says, how k'mash, when the chiddush is then, the mikabola v'yelech loy posel machshava. My time into the rova. Even a postler could make a machshavas pigul. That's because he's fit to make the shechita. But nikabolu vila, if you need a coin and a kosher coin, if the coin is posel, he does not pass over machshavas. That's the chiddush. My Rava says that a machshavas melas al mishurol avoido. That is such a psul machshavas by kabonas. That's only if the coin is fit to do the avoido. A coin that's kosher to do the avoido, b'shas to do the avoido. If he has the wrong machshavas, that would take a posel the korban. And then Echnami, that's why it's a kosher kohen. But it's not to say he's a postle kohen. That is machshava, that's not postle. That's pshat, even since a postle kohen even made this rika, or made the kabbalah, so what? You could do it over again, because a postle kohen did it, it's not called anything. Therefore, we do not say dichui. Since it was only done through a postle kohen, that's not called an avoida, therefore it could be done over again. The other one says, Meisve, ask your question. Says Allah Halos will have later chi shev liten es anisnin lamalo lamata. When the Kohen was doing the avodah sazrika, he had in mind liten to put hanisnin lamalo, what's supposed to be put on top of the chut asig, on top of the mizbeach lamata, on top of it. And so about now a Kohen kosher, Rashi says, or liten, if this Rashi says better still, that she shochet b'shash shchita oy kibulei holich. He had machshava b'shas he did these avoidis. Amnas lizrik hazrika shtedim koymoi. Amnas to make this rika not in the right place on the mizbeach, but on a different place of the mizbeach. So this is a loch of chishayv liten esanistin lamalo lamati. He had a machshava b'shas shchito to make this rika, which is supposed to be done lamalo lamato. We're off the opposite way. Lamato lamalo. Liyalte kosher. As long as you have in mind to do it today, the right time, so the avoid is too kosher. Lemocha, posla, if you have a mind to do it tomorrow, that's the machshava chus lezmanoi, that makes pigul, that's the machshava posla. Chosa v'chishev, let's say if we have this first machshava, the machshava that's still kosher, you had a machshava just to make this rika, lemala lemata shlodim kaimoi, but the right time, then the second